Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories. A safe end to a scary ride for more than a dozen people at Adventureland in East Farmingdale last night. Suffolk police say 16 people, all kids except for one 40-year-old parent, spent more than 3 hours stuck about 50 feet in the air when the Wave Twister's circular cars just stopped at around 8 p.m. This mom says they came out from the city for a fun day and it didn't turn out that way.
The kids were crying. My daughter is extremely emotional anyway, but she was crying. They were scared. Wow. As you see some of the kids that are like in grimacing from being in physical pain, from being dangled and, you know, like forced to like sit like that in a while.
Firefighters had to bring the kids down one by one. This girl told News 4 New York.
I was very, very calm on that. I knew the situation. I calmed down a couple kids. I was telling them it was okay. They can hold my hand and stuff like that. A couple kids were crying. I was trying to calm them down. It was scary at first. Later in the day, it was kind of okay.
The kids ranged in age between 5 and 12. No reports of any injuries, but the kids were still being evaluated late last night. Unclear right now what went wrong with the ride. In a statement, Adventureland says it has a proud 60-year record of safety and guest satisfaction and is working with ride consultants to figure out what happened, and they're keeping the ride out of service for the moment. The Wave Twister just opened in April as part of a $10 million redevelopment plan. A landmark wooden church is gutted in a Brooklyn neighborhood in mourning and talking about rebuilding.
This Bushwick landmark is now a memory. Janet Perez says it leaves a hole in the neighborhood and in her heart.
Because I'm going to miss looking at it. It was a beautiful church. It was historic. It's a landmark.
The three-alarm fire gutted the 1853 church, and it was also a lifeline for this block. Councilmember Sandy Nurse says its reach went well beyond worship.
There's a lot of youth programs that are run out of here, food distribution.
Neighbor Sean O'Hara is holding on to hope, but fears that the church may never rise again.
It would be amazing if they were to rebuild.
The community here is already promising to help make that happen. Darius Razzies, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Bushwick.
Attempted murder and a long list of other charges for the 17-year-old police say opened fire in Times Square Thursday, and authorities reportedly looking into the possibility the shooting is gang-related. Police arrested the boy shortly after the 3:30 p.m. incident at West 44th and Broadway. Video shows at least two people in black opening fire with handguns and sending the tourists fleeing. Nobody was hit by the gunfire, but the bullet did strike a car. The boy, whose name hasn't been released because of his age, was caught after a quick foot chase. Police say he had a Glock on him. Media reports say police are looking into the possibility of a gang dispute. No confirmation on that or on the search for other possible suspects. Well, you won't see anybody taking carriage rides in Central Park this weekend. Rides are on hold in the wake of the death of a teenage tourist in a Wednesday mishap. Transportation Workers Union Executive VP Alexander Kemp.
Over this weekend, we are establishing new mechanisms of training to make the industry safer moving forward.
And the union's executive senior director of communications, Pete Donahue, listed the issues.
When you go to the stable, offer your horse water. Double check when you leave the stable that it is hitched. Always walk. Do not trot your horse. When on the hack line, stay at least 3 feet back from the person in front of you. At all times, if you have the opportunity to tether the horse, tether the horse.
Some 200 carriage owners and drivers will undergo training this weekend. Authorities are still investigating the death of Romanj Mahajan, who was killed when he hit his head after falling from a carriage. City Council has set a hearing on a bill to ban carriage rides. Time for Rex Uhrman to start serving his life sentence. The Gilgo Beach serial killer no longer on Long Island. Suffolk County Sheriff's Office says they transported him Thursday to Greenhaven Correctional Facility, about 90 miles northeast of the city. That was a day after he was sentenced to multiple terms of life without parole, plus 100 years, after admitted strangling 8 women between 1993 and 2010. The former Manhattan architect will undergo admission processing at Greenhaven. State prison officials say they'll look at his criminal history, security risk, and more, and decide where he should serve his time. A new plan to get the buses and bikes moving on 6th Avenue. Mayor Mamdani announced plans yesterday for a new offset lane from Watts Street to 34th Street, where there is currently no bus lane at all, and moves to upgrade current curbside lanes with offsets from 34th to 58th. Some areas will end up with double bus lanes. The project also includes widening the existing bike lane from 35th to 59th, creating a double wide lane on much of the avenue. In a statement, Mayor Mamdani says 51,000 New Yorkers rely on buses along that corridor to get around, and too many get stuck in traffic. These changes would affect 4 local and 27 express MTA buses. Some other champions joined the Knicks at their big party this week. The Seward Park campus varsity team were also there, part of a delegation of 8 public school teams. Seward Park won their first championship in years back in March, and their seniors were invited to ride the public school float. Brooklyn Hollins, Roy Duran, and Bam McCollum tell 1010 Wins they identify with the Knicks.
Seeing all the like adversity and negativity and like the doubt, honestly, about Seward Park really showed, like, gave us an extra motor in our back.
We just felt like people didn't think, all right, we was going to make another run, especially after losing many seniors. Like, a lot of people definitely looked down on us and didn't think we was going to do what we did.
We kept our foot on the gas every game we played.
Oh, and just in case you're wondering, the fellas had already completed their Regents exams, so they were able to go to the parade, unlike some students who had to skip the parade because they were still getting tested. Well, the Mermaids are coming out in Brooklyn today. Despite some drama over funding concerns, the 44th annual edition of Coney Island's iconic summer celebration comes this afternoon. Adam Wren is the artistic director of Coney Island USA, and he tells 1010 Wins.
The fact that it is the nation's largest art parade, obviously people will bust out their most creative pieces, and a lot of people work on their costumes a year in advance.
Mermaid King is Jesse Madlin. The Queen is Ricky Lee Jones. It starts at 1 p.m. at West 21st and Surf Avenue. Nearly 30 animals are safe after an ASPCA rescue in Ocean Hill, Brooklyn. They were found living in horrible conditions. The group says they worked with the NYPD and police executed a search warrant, finding 21 dogs, 4 cats, and a pigeon in this home, many in crates. They also found a dead puppy. The animals were taken to 2 ASPCA centers to be checked out. Some were covered in waste. Many had fleas. Agencies caring for them now and working with the NYPD and the DA on the investigation. No word so far on any arrests or on any possible charges in this case. Well, they didn't just celebrate the Knicks. They saved a life. There was an amazing save at the Knickerbockers Championship Parade.
A Knicks celebration turned into an emergency.
Your medical? Okay, get over here.
A man passed out in the worst possible spot. The slanted glass roof of a subway elevator 30 feet up. Peter Shreve Don didn't hesitate.
You know, sometimes one, everyone's saying someone's got to do something. Someone's got to be you.
He climbed up and tried to wake the man.
Yo, bro, you got to get up, bro.
Off-duty EMT Simone Kelly climbed up and called for Narcan.
Yeah, someone threw up some Narcan.
She administered it, and the man woke up with an unexpected reaction.
Comes up trying to kiss me.
Kelly says he tried 3 times. Darius Rantzias, 1010 Wins at 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.